חוצותיי רסיס הלילה.
Welcome to 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. Each week I try to bring you some interesting stuff, some of the golden oldies, some new stuff occasionally. As you know, the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanus, and the second hour is strictly Chazanut. You know about the big concert coming up this Shabbos at Park East, of course. We'll be hearing from Chaim Adler and Shemir Helfgott during the second hour. I trust you have your tickets already. If not, it's Park East Synagogue. Maybe a couple tickets left. There's always one more. There's always one more for you, okay? I remind you to save the date of December 24th for a Chanukah Kumsitz. It's going to take place at the West Side Institutional Synagogue, 120 West 76th Street. I'll be the MC. Cantor Zevi Muller will be there with other cantors and surprise participants. Believe it or not, I already have a dozen people who are scheduled to sing. Cantor Danny Gildar will be at the piano. If you're not on my email list, shame on you. The flyer will be coming out in another week or so about purchasing tickets and the like. You know that on the homepage, there is a block which says sign up to be on my email list. And if you want to get that information, very simple. Very simple. Just put in your email address and hit send. Well, if you don't want to be on the list, that list, contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, today we will have in the next few minutes or so, about 10 or 15 minutes or so, a very interesting interview of about a new recording that just came out, Heilige Nigunim, Heartfelt Melodies, sung and composed by Rav Moshe Weisblum. We'll get to that in a few minutes, Henny. I know you're listening, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Okay, let's get right to a little bit of introductory music. And Shlomo Kalbach, of course, is one of our favorites. Han Hi Leinu.
Okay, Edik, let's go. Han Hi Leinu. Hashem Elokeinu Ba'ahava U'berotzein Shabbat Kodshecha Ve'anchilinu Hashem Elokeinu Ba'ahava U'beratzon Shabbat Kodshecha Me'yanu Chuvo Shabbat Kodshecha Ve'anachilenu Hashem Elokeinu Vabau Veratzon Shabbat Kodshecha Ve'yanuchu
great Shabbos, the great Shabbos, the great Shabbos, the great day we are waiting for. So tomorrow will be Shabbos.
Okay, Shareb Shlomo, that was from Israel, Yerushalayim, a 1974 recording. Well, we haven't heard from Jan Pierce for a while, and I keep saying I play Yiddish, but not enough, I know. So let's hear Reb Dovidal.
Reb Dovidal, de Vassil Kover, a vain chenye sintalne. Reb Dovidal, de Vassil Kover, a vain chenye sintalne. Reb Dovidal, is me to Susan, schön gier so senk ich die teure nicht versammen rap da wir ist mir zu zusammen und schön gier so senk ich die teure nicht versammen rap da wir da was cover und schön jetzt den talne Teure Perl ist ein Teure für uns die beste Skäure. Rebdobbel, und schön jetzt in Tanne. Teure Perl ist ein Teure für uns die beste Skäure. Rebdobbel, ist mit uns zusammen. Und schön Gicher zu sein. Teuren nicht versammen. Reb David, ist mit uns zusammen. Kommt schon Gicher zu sein Tisch.
Okay, Jan Pierce with Reb Dovidal. Give me 1 second, and this will come right up. I'm very pleased to have with me Rabbi Moshe Weissblum from Annapolis, who is going to be discussing a new CD that he produced and he composed and sang. It's called Heartfelt Melodies. But before we get on to the CD, let me just say hello to the rabbi. Good evening, Rabbi Weissblum.
Shalom Aleichem. Good evening, Charlie.
Okay. First of all, tell us a little bit about your family's background.
Well, we are long line of Rabbonim, Hasidic rabbis mainly. The great Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhensk, whose name is Weissblum, is direct descendants, Ben Achar Ben. They are all rebbes or rabbonim, but also many of my ancestors were composers. So there are many nigunim that stay in the family, and I try a little bit to bring them to life and to preserve them. So the line of the rabbonim, it's also stay in the world of composition and Chazon Shazach.
Aha. In what country was the family basically in Europe?
Originally, it's from Galicia, Poland.
Aha. And your father came to the States?
My father went right at the beginning of the Shoah to Israel. With his late father was a Hasidic Rebbe, and my father was the Rav of the very large neighborhood. It's called Neve Sha'anan in Haifa, in Israel, in the past 44 years.
Uh-huh.
Just recently retired.
I see.
But the whole Mishpocha was a well-known Balei Tfilos, well-known, they have the Zugach on the singing, and they compose a lot of melodies.
And was there a specific name for the Hasidic group that
originally it was Lizhensk.
Lizhensk.
Uh-huh. Also Zidichoyev, Stretin, that was the link. A few others that connected indirectly. For example, my brother was a Rosh Hashiva. He married the Slonimer Rebbe's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Or my uncle is the Rebbe of Tolme. And his another uncle is the Rebbe of Stretin. So we're basically very much connected with many, with Gur, Vizhnitz, Stretin, Tzand. But direct, it was a Zidichoyev, originally Lizhensk and Stretin.
I see. And in terms of Chazonus, I understand that you you have a very interesting background. Why don't you share that with the audience?
Oh, yes. So I composed a lot of melodies. I first and foremost, I study Chazanut from very young age. I was part of many makhelot, a choir group from Reinu Chassidim, Chaim Banet in Haifa, to the great synagogue of Yerushalayim with Eli Yaffe, a cantorial school. I went the first year in Heichal Shlomo by those days, Hershtik, Stern, Yaffe, Taube. I was their students at the 80s. I composed different Pirkei Chazanut to very well-known Chazonim. For example, David Bagley, the late Cantor Bagley, sing Heyeim Pifiyot, the well-known melody
mm-hmm.
that I composed for him in 1986, and he sang it in his album in 1987, which was well-recognized worldwide and sang by greatest Chazonim in the world. I composed also for Eli Yaffe, who used it in different times, Untane Tokef. I composed other melodies, cantorial melodies, mainly for Shabbat and the holidays, high holidays.
And did you sing as a Chazon in shuls also? Or
Since I was 16, I functioned as a Chazan. Usually it's for the high holidays, but I was, for example, Chazan in the Great Synagogue in Vienna in 1989. It was Rabbi Pauli Eisenberg, the chief rabbi of Austria, who came to Israel and was looking for Chazan who can read music and sing, because the Chazan Adler was involved in an accident, and it was 2 weeks before Yom Tov. So he hired me in 89 to be the Chazan, the Zeitenstättenstrasse, the big shul in Vienna. I was a Chazan in Garden Jewish Center in Flushing, New York for 4 years. And I was a Chazan also in New Jersey, in Union, but mainly in Annapolis, Maryland. I'm Rabbi and Chazan since 2002. And Baruch Hashem, in the holidays, high holidays, and also Pesach, we have our own men choir, which is 12 men and 4 different levels that accompany me in singing. So I'm basically doing both rabbi and chazan.
Well, that sounds like a very enviable situation. I'm sure many chazanim would love to have this, where the rabbi and the cantor are not not battling.
When I was a rabbi only in New Jersey,
yes,
it was hard. The first couple of years we have chazan, and it was hard for me not to sing.
Uh-huh.
And over the years I learned that it's better to take both, because it's some type of challenges from time to time when you have rabbi and chazan, two different positions.
Well, I know one person in particular who is a cantor, who feels that the cantors should there should be shuls where the cantor is serving also as the rabbi, and this would solve a lot of the problems.
Yes, yes, yes. We get into the shul business.
Yes. In any event, the recordings that you made on this album, Heartfelt Melodies, were they recorded prior to this, or is this the first time that they were recorded?
I recorded many times, many songs for different needs. You go on the internet, you see a lot of my melodies. I composed for Breslov Nigunim, special Nigunim for different Hasidic groups. I composed Chazonische Zachen, different cantorial pieces. But this one was different in a sense. I took the dialects of my late grandfather or even great-grandfather, and I used my own style, and I basically put together a combination of Chazanut with a melodies, mainly Shabbat, but also other life cycle events.
I see. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the first selection that we'll be hearing, which is Yetzaveh Tzur Chasdo.
Oh, Yetzaveh Tzur Chasdo, it's a melody that goes back originally to my late great-grandfather. I remember as a child hearing my grandfather singing it, but he sang it differently. I tried to imitate his dialect, but it was a little different in a style. I just took my own interpretation of the world, which is praying for the Am Israel to get together, to unite, to come from all different corners of the world, and to help raising our future generation properly in Torah and Mitzvot. I try to really put in my heart and soul feeling with the melody. It's interesting to hear a reaction from people who is not familiar with the Hebrew language, and they feel that it's either a, you know, something from the Shoah or something from the ancient Shteitalach. It's not. It's a Shabbat melody. It's a Vetzul Chasdo, but it's a special deep feeling that I combine when I sing it. I just try to get a feeling of my great grandfather when they sang that melody, a little different in their style.
Okay, so this is a debut from a new album, Heartfelt Melodies, and it's a composition by, and it'll be sung by Rav Moshe Weisblum. By the way, those of you who want to go to the internet and check out other selections that Rabbi Weisblum has composed and sang, it's Weisblum, Weisblum. So let's hear Yetzaveh.
No, 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 no.
Yitzhaveh, very, very beautiful. This, you say, was, as you remember it from your great-grandfather?
Yes, yes. If you hear me singing every Shabbos, I'm singing in Ivrit. It was an extra challenge for me to imitate the dialect of my late-grandfather and great-grandfather.
Uh-huh. By the way, we can repeat this at the end of this discussion, but for people who are interested in purchasing Heartfelt Melodies, let me give you the rabbi's email. Would that be the best way, Rabbi?
Yeah, sure.
It's Rabbi MPW, which stands for Moshe P. Weisblum. So if you remember, mpw@gmail.com, Rabbi MP as in Peter, W. What does the P stand for?
Pinchas.
Moshe Pinchas Weisblum. Yes. mpw@gmail.com. You can purchase this. By the way, I may be jumping the gun, but are you planning other recordings?
Yes. I'm working now on a second album. It's a little bit... it's a combination of the opera and cantorial, and I'm doing it with my voice coach, which is a student of Pavarotti. His name is Shavak Mundell. It's a world-renowned singer and composer. And we're planning to do some type of musical... it's not clear if we do it as a duet or he's coaching me, but it's basically a combination of cantorial and opera.
Aha. By the way, where was this recorded?
It's a Steve Beal. It's a studio in New Jersey in Hathorn. It's called 623 or something like that.
Oh, so it wasn't recorded in Israel. It was recorded here in the States. Okay. Now, the next selection is Borchi Nafshi. Tell us a little bit about this selection.
Well, we just finished Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Borchi Nafshi is Tehillim Kuvdalet 104. Borchi Nafshi carry a very deep feeling because Amelech David, King David, combined here a lot of different feelings between a description of creation, description of what people need to go through in their lives, and in the musical part is a motif of minor, major, phrygi, and all kind of different attributes to God description. So Borchi Nafshi, in one hand, is thanking Hashem for all the goodness, but it's also expression of all kind of frustrations and darkest moments in our lives, etc. So the late grandfather have this melody that he sang, but I add a lot of pieces in between to make it more applicable, and also I add the cantorial motif in the singing. So you can feel, I experienced all those people who works in that production was basically New York Philharmonic players. And the people who involved in that, each of them, when it's come to Borchi Nafshi, they get very emotional, especially the second part.
Okay.
Even most of those players, between the cello, viola, violinist, trumpet, flute, clarinet, and other players, they get very emotional with the, and they always ask me, what exactly you're saying? What is the words? What? And I show them the Tehillim and the meaning, and they get very, very moved over that. The trumpet, for example, is the Naval Academy head trumpet player.
Oh, really?
Many years. He will play for the big band, is called Tower of Power. And he came to that production, and he said that Borchi Nafshi really changed him.
Wow.
That melody.
Wow.
So
this is another recording from a new album, Heilige Nigunim, Heartfelt Melodies, by Rabbi Moshe Weisblum.
Kalevish ki sisa nisin min koiram hu yehu faizin ya. Oh, you Meshech Avay Vihiloilu Oy Bovoy Tir Mois Kolechai Savoy Yuar Ah Kefirim Shoyagim Laila Turev Ilevakaish Maikavail Ochelam Ilevakaish Maikavail Say udavam lefoyuloi Vrahavoy dusovoy Hadai urev Morabim masevechu hashevem Kilom bechovoich mousi Molurets kine yevnechu. Ze hayom gudoil irechav yudoni shom reimes ve'ayin mizbor Chayois ktanois yiyim gedoilois Shom oin yoit yehalaichim Livyuson ze yutzar tu lesachek boi Kilo mai leichu yesabayrin Luse soboi chlom beyitai Titain luhem Hashem le'yoylo, ismach Hashem b'mazov, hamavit la'uret v'tiron, yigal ehurim ve'yeshunim. Ushiru Hashem b'chayai, azamru l'loikai v'yoboyedi.
Wow, very, very interesting. That certainly covered a broad range of emotions.
Yes. yes, Ruchi
Nafshi. And you say that most of it was handed down, and then towards the end, I imagine that that was your modern addition.
Yes, I tried to combine my taste with the way that my late grandfather sang it, and it's a combination of composition of both of us in many ways.
Very interesting. My listeners have been told by me that one of the best things that you can do for upcoming Chanukah holiday is to get your children and grandchildren interested in Jewish music. And mm-hmm. I think that purchasing a CD of Heartfelt Melodies would be a good addition. And for those of you who may wish to learn more about purchasing this, it's Rabbi MPW, that's for Moshe Pinchas Weisblum, at gmail.com. Again, Rabbi MPW at gmail.com. I was very pleased to hear from our mutual friend, excuse me, Helene or Henny Storch, who was very much involved with you. I understand she was a congregant of yours in New Jersey.
Yes, about 15 years ago, I was a rabbi in New Jersey, and we befriended. And since that, her family and my family are very connected, and we do a lot of projects and many wonderful things for the community together in the past 15 years.
Yes, she comes from a really wonderful family, and she's very, very involved. It's a pleasure to see her involvement with you and with all her many causes.
Yeah.
We have one more selection that we'll be hearing, and this is Noam Elimelech.
Yes, my great-great-grandfather, son after son, you know, direct lineage, Rabbi Elimelech Weisblum. This is a composition that there are two versions. One, they say that he sang it for Shabbat melody of Tzur Mishelo, while others say that he composed it at a time of great yearning for a better life of the community of his time. But anyway, it's just a melody. It's not so much the word, but you get the deep feeling out of that expression from my great-grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, we've been listening to recordings from a new album, Heilige Nigunim, Heartfelt Melodies, which was composed and sung by and produced by Rav Moshe Weissblum. And Rabbi Weissblum, any closing thoughts?
I just hope that more and more people feel connected to Hashem and Torah and Mitzvot, to this very deep ancient Nigunim, that hopefully I'll be the right shaliach to get to the heart of the future generation and get them connected, the door by door, from one generation to the next, these important Jewish melodies.
Okay, I wish you hatzlacha, not only with this, but with your future recordings. I'll certainly be happy to keep our listeners informed as they become available.
Thank you very much.
Well, you were listening to a conversation with, this is not coming through. No, yes, it's something, oh, there it is, okay. This is a conversation with Rabbi Moshe Weissblum, and that was the debut of Heilige Nigunim. It's time, we have time for a couple more quick selections, I guess. This is Nagina with Boruch Hamakom.
Santora liamo Yisrael Baruch hamakom baruch hu Baruch hamakom baruch hu Baruch shena sana santora Shena santora liamo Yisrael Baruch hamakom baruch hu Shana Santora, the Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu.
Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shana Santora, Shana Santora, the Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu.
Okay, that was a cheery one. Okay, we have time for maybe one more selection. Well, maybe two. This is Joe Amar. Joe Amar with Hodu Lashem. Well, Joe Amar, and this is Charlie Byrne, hoping that you've enjoyed the first hour of our mixture of Jewish music, and we'll be getting to the Chazanis in a few minutes. Let's hear the beginning of a 1923 recording of Naftuli Brandywine, and this is an original Heser Bulgar from 1923. Naftuli Brandywine.